Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Who Charted? It's time for episode 667 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached mid-October, Halloween time, a great pit stop on the road back to 2024. And I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer, and with me as always, Brett, Peter, Pietro, the Spider.
Oh,
Brett Morris.
Ooh. Oh, the scariest thing you could say.
I hate to do that to you to bring up the Spider, but it is Halloween time, and I've started taking walks around the neighborhood to check out the decorations. And I won't send you a picture because I know it'll disturb you. But do you ever see where people turn their house into a giant spider?
The whole house? I've seen the huge ones before.
Like they put 8 legs on the house that are like,
I've never seen
coming
that.
Coming back down. I'm going to send you a picture. I didn't take a picture yet, but I'm going to go out there later and take a picture. This house is a giant spider with the whole porch is teeth, like huge teeth and eyes.
Well, that's kind of cool sounding.
Yeah, I'm starting to get into like that's cool, like to turn your whole house into something. Most people just do a cartoon, you know what I mean? Like it's a ghost, but it's not scary. It's a gravestone, but it's not scary.
Right.
I saw these people had just like a little nook where there was some dirt in the front of their house, and there's all like skulls and stuff on. Like
I like when people go like actual scary.
Yeah, like decorations. Whoa, like what is this? This is off. This is creepy. What's going on? Like I might have stumbled into something.
Yeah, we have I don't know if you've seen it, but the huge jack-o'-lantern character that you can get at Target, and his name is Lewis, and it's like the funniest he's the funniest thing because he's like 9 feet tall and he stands out there and it's like a black kind of scary like cape thing and then the jack-o'-lantern head, but then when you walk in front of him he starts speaking. He's got like a little speaker and he goes, "I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis." You're just like, who made this thing to say that? But then he's got like a full, he's got like about like 6 or 7 other riffs he'll say.
But he's his own character.
Just not from a movie or anything. It's just like Target
now he's
made
gonna
this
be
thing.
One, probably.
But that, the funniest thing, because and then he'll go, like trick or treat, you know. So he'll just say a couple things, like the funniest thing yesterday happened where these SoCal gas guys came to the house, like suddenly, and they had the little vests on and everything. Mm-hmm. And I was in the middle of something, so it was kind of like everything was going a little chaotic. And I opened the door, and they're out there, and I'm talking to them on the driveway, and they're going, sir, we just need to get in real quick and test the gas line and make sure it's okay, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, okay. And they're giving me this rundown. And then suddenly Lewis, cause he's in the driveway, just starts talking to them the whole time. Like as they're trying to tell me the serious business, all of a sudden Lewis is going, you creepy crawlers, get out of here. And they're trying to keep a straight face. It was really funny.
You're like, Lewis, shut the hell up.
Yeah. I was happy. He was, it sounded like he was talking shit to them.
That's great. Hey, I also found out from that story that Lewis is in your yard. I thought it was like a neighbor's thing or something like
that. Oh, no. Lewis is mine. It's funny though, because he just talks to himself all day. Like nice. The slightest wind that hits him will just make him start talking. So I'll just hear him out there, Lewis. Like talking to no one. He's going, "I'm Lewis."
He's a perfect metaphor for our times.
Yes, he is. Losing his mind.
Yeah. Off by himself, losing his marbles.
Totally.
Well, excited about that. This is a great time of year, at least visually. And we'll see what's coming in on our October charts.
That's right. We had a Rocktober guest lined up and didn't work out last minute.
And the so Rock hit the fan. The Rock.
Yes.
Long live Rock. But Rock is dead today, guest-wise. No.
Yeah, that's right.
We both know a little bit about Rock. I'd say we could.
We can.
You could be the guest today.
All right. All right. So we do the music chart.
Mm-hmm. Music. We used to play LPs.
Boom.
8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. What's that, Lewis?
Slide.
Now we download and we stream. What's next? MP3s. Well, Lewis was on point on that one. Yeah. Nicely done.
We should have him guest sometime.
Hey, Lewis.
Such a funny name, too. Mm-hmm. Lewis. Never in a million years just think that thing's name is Lewis.
Lewis.
All right. So I just got the top 5 on Spotify.
Beautiful.
And
see if there's anything spooky in the countdown.
I think there might be something for who charted, at least, the spookiest event of the year.
Ooh.
Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Drake and J. Cole, first person shooter. That's right.
First person shooter.
I think Drake just released something new. So,
yeah, he's got a new album.
As the charts go, it's a dark event.
It's a dark time. You know, I actually did it for Drop Date Duel. There's a span of about 2.5 songs where he raps, and he just raps, and it's good. And I go, here he is. He's fulfilling his actual job description. He's not singing, you know, he's not, you know, improv, scatting, or whatever he does.
Right.
And I would recommend those 2 songs. But then he just goes right back into like, it almost like, you know, when they got a stretch on the news on a monologue or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, filled
back. They got a vamp a bit. Yeah.
And that's when it starts seeming like he goes like, I don't know if I want to keep going out with you or maybe, so, you know.
Yeah. But you don't have to sing. I know when that, you know, it used to almost just be like a little seasoning, like a surprise in a song like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, they're singing. They're combining genres. And then it became just a part of every single one.
Yeah,
it's okay
too
to
much.
Go back.
And I've heard other guys, you know, doing it. And you go, wow, they just grew up listening to too much Drake. And now they just, they think that's what rap is.
They think that's what music is, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
Zach Bryan and Kacey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. Mommy won't smile like that when you're drinking. I wish it didn't, but I do. Remember every moment on the nights with you. Cold shoulder, closing time. You really need to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on. What is that when you can kind of, what's the name of that where you can make your voice crack? Kind of thing. Is that twang? I always think of that as just the country
twang. But I mean, like, even I guess other kind of non-country artists can make their like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it seems like if you could do that, you're kind of like a cut above. Like you've got like.
Right. I like when it sounds like you can't even help but do it. But sometimes people who can do it, they like abuse it, you know?
Right.
It's like you're trying too hard to crack your voice.
Oh, treat me like a fool.
There's a thing that the girl singers do, like Sia and the, like, she does it a lot, but at the high belting vocals, they crack in the middle of those.
Yeah, yeah. They get
and it gives a sound of like just emotions are overcoming them, you know?
Right, like the throat can't handle it.
Yeah, it works, yeah.
But, is it the, like that, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly like that. But whatever you just did is so... is so barely recognizable as like a thing
like,
that.
Okay, but no, like, but like Halsey does it too. They get real high and then you kind of start hearing their Adam's apple or something in there. Like something's got in there.
Yeah. Totally. I think that's it.
Okay.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Mitski with My Love, Mine, All Mine.
Oh my gosh. Think of it like if you were making a commercial for a product, there's almost no product you would sell, you know what I mean? Like but then
maybe like antidepressants.
Maybe like
a drug commercial.
Yeah, like the before and after.
Yeah.
But then when you think that the song itself is a product. And then you go, like, why would anyone buy it?
Right. I don't know. See, I like this a lot more than the I Remember Everything kind of bummer.
Yeah. Like
at,
I mean,
least,
yeah, you
at least this one,
lean into
it's like
that.
If you're going to be in it, then just get right down.
Very,
in it. Like,
yeah,
make
morose.
Me cry. Don't,
right.
I don't know. The That last one just was just kind of a bummer ballad, but it wasn't any which
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's just
you know?
Like generic-y. This actually feels like depression.
Yeah. And it's pretty in what it's doing.
Yeah. But
there you go.
It's a good song for October right there.
Yeah, it is.
And you played on last week's show on your hot pick was Twin Temple.
That's right.
And they got a whole album out.
Oh, did you listen?
Yeah, and it's like
nice.
it's more of the same, but it's all good. Like it's like any one of them you could see kind of cutting through and being like used in a movie or
totally. You know, they do it surprisingly, like really well.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of groups and stuff in the last like 10 years who have done the retro thing and tried to go back to the Phil Spector thing.
Yeah.
And, varying degrees of success. And even like Jack White, you know, tries to do retro production, but they somehow make it, it really sounds like it's from those days.
It does.
And she sings it convincingly.
And the fact that they stick to that one theme of Satan the whole time,
great.
Like, I think it really like focuses the whole
thing
in a good way.
Have you seen any live footage of them?
No, I mean, they look like, are they brother and sister or is that just a fake thing?
No, I think they're together. I think it's a husband.
Oh, like a
team.
Married couple.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm so dumb that I go, oh, they both have the same last name. They got to be brother and sister. Like, it never occurred to me they could be married. I was just thinking of the White Stripes model because, you know, there's just boy and girl. But I don't know, have you seen the live stuff?
Yeah, I've seen, you know, some live clips and it was making me laugh because it was like they're so intensely, obviously like, you know, gimmicky kind of Satanists, but it was a more in your face Satanism than I've ever seen even with like more, you know, I've seen like Morbid Angel live and like Deicide. And
oh,
these,
wow. How was it like, more in your face than them?
Just because they were literally, in one sense, because you can clearly understand what she's saying.
Right, right.
But in the other sense, too, she's leading the crowd. She's going, repeat after me, okay? Okay, everyone, repeat after me. Hail Satan.
Wow.
Hail Satan. we give our, you know, we give our full souls to Satan, right? Like, she's like making the crowd like literally go through with
like pledge allegiance
and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty, even me, I'm like shying away from that. Like, what if somebody's offense?
It almost is like you need a female almost to,
Do that.
Like to like personify the demon in an acceptable way, like a school teacher right. or something.
I do love it though. It does it's very funny once you like you just have to fully buy in. I like seeing someone who is that confidently like obviously this doesn't exist, so I can say whatever the fuck I want, and like you need to join me.
Right, right.
Yeah, like if you're being offended right now, that means you kind of believe in it.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, like the, you know, the Church of the Subgenius, they used to have that. It was like everybody believed in this guy, Bob, and it was just a goof and you know.
Yeah. All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
Bad Bunny with Monaco.
Hi, guys, how's it? Hi, guys,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
You know what this he reminds me of? Hey, do you have these Nikes in size 12? Like when you go to Sporty LA, like the busy sneaker store? Yeah. And then they go, they tell the kid in the back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, size 12. And he just go, hey,
yeah. In like a Foot Locker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Foot Locker or any one of those places. the guy they keep in the back room.
Totally. He's got all the half sizes.
Yeah. That's with him, it's like, you don't know what he's saying. So it's just funny. I mean, it's just because it's just like a cartoon character. It's just a guy going, yo,
yeah, it's just a texture. You have to really focus texture. On what texture his voice is bringing.
Yeah. But I don't know what he's Puerto talking Rican? About.
I think so.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just he says the regular things like Drake says, like, you know, I have money and let's have sex and I got so many issues. But it's funny to hear him say it in that tone.
It says on Spotify, Bad Bunny has had a short but stunning career with colossal amounts of success.
Yeah, I mean, he's massive.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's the biggest Latin artist right now.
Oh, this is interesting. Oh, this is good stats right here. listenership stats on Spotify. From Mexico City, 4.9 million listens. From Santiago,
from who
Chile.
Charted? 666?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Damn. You got to get down there to do a live meetup.
Man, we could make about 75 cents off Spotify with those kind of listens.
Damn. Wait, so you're saying you got it city by city, like Mexico City?
Yeah, like the most popular cities that like this song.
What's coming in at number two?
Coming in at number two, Santiago, Chile.
Okay.
Number three, Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota. Like buy one, get one ta. Buy one,
and then coming in at number four, Madrid.
Madrid, Spain. Okay.
So they like them across the Europe. Pond.
Yeah.
And then coming in at number five, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Okay, Argentina. Yeah, I mean, when you think about how big of an artist you could be without ever appealing to English-speaking audience, I mean, you got all those countries plus all the rest of the South American, Central America.
Totally. And I don't doubt that he's obviously – or actually, no, this is the top five in the USA. So, he's very popular here. But –
you should do a duet with Shakira where she's like, hello, 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 hello.
And then Shaggy, put a Shaggy in there. All right, coming in at number one.
What vocalists we have on this earth right now?
That's
number
true.
One. Drake and Yeet with IDGAF. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, this one I happen to know. Drake doesn't start rapping until like the second half.
Oh, wow. It's a big change.
Well, maybe I was wrong. But anyway, that's number one, huh?
Yeah.
What cities like in that? Like, Bolivia, Ecuador, Bolivia border.
Let me look. Drake's got 83 million monthly listens total, first of all.
How's he doing in Machu Picchu?
Oh, this is interesting, though. Let's do a countdown quickly. Number five.
Number cinco.
Toronto, Canada.
Oh, right. Okay. Wow, that's five. That's where he's from.
Number four. New York City.
New York City, big hip-hop market.
Number three. Chicago,
big market.
My nephew just moved there for college.
Well, what school?
DePaul.
On ice.
I'm very excited for him.
Shout out to DePaul, DeJohn, DeGeorge, and DeRingo. Ringo. Nice.
And coming in number two. Los Angeles.
Wow. He's more popular here than almost anywhere except number one,
London. Great
Britain. Oh, London.
London's they're the ones really goosing this guy up for us.
That's crazy. You know why? It's because there's a guy in the NFL named Drake London.
No, that's why.
I think he's a receiver. But wow,
Drake
does sort
of seem like he would be a British artist.
Yeah. He's maybe it's the Canadian thing because Canada and Britain are
Commonwealth.
Connected. I'm with you. Well, that was an exciting mid-October chart. I'm excited to see how those songs will fare next week. If we'll see them again or if we'll be on to something else.
Are we going to get to a point where Drake and like Taylor Swift and these artists are just sort of like they can't seem to make it work anymore? Like they're still coming out with stuff, but it's, you know what I mean? Like Journey or something like that, like a group that was once huge.
I mean, to your point, it's pretty incredible. Both of them going at the same time, seemingly endless dominators of their space.
Yeah.
I mean, he just can't stop making hits. She can't stop making hits.
It just seems like it's regardless of what the music even is. Like, even if the songs don't even really make a huge mark on culture.
Right.
It's just still number one.
But you know what has made a mark? I mean, you probably know this one. Karma. Karma's relaxing thought.
Oh, Dad, don't you need to tell me.
Envious, that's you. It's not. I've been stuck on that one for a couple days. It's to say, karma is my boyfriend.
Yeah, like, karma.
That one to me, that one sticks out of a pile. She's got some that like are signature.
Definitely.
But you're right. Like it just keeps going no matter what else is going on.
You know what I learned? That blew me away, actually, a T-Swift fact. That song, Cruel Summer, that we had on the charts, you know, all this summer long, wasn't even this year. That's wasn't even this album cycle.
Oh, what?
That's when from a previous album.
Really?
Like that's, from like a few years ago.
What made that one pop?
It's hard to say. Maybe one of these re-releases.
It was like a big part of the Eras tour. Like there was a really good part of the Eras tour where like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she pulled out all the stops on that part or something. That's wild. I mean, that one to me is like one of the weakest ones because it's just like, it's not better than the original. It's not that signature.
Yeah. It was originally on the album Lover in 2019.
It's huge.
2019. Oh, well, that means she didn't get to tour on it because of pandemic. So maybe it was like she really pushed it in the live show.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's
but crazy. Do you see how like she wears Travis Kelce's chain? Like everything is like a musical or something like that. Like she reminds me of like this is the part in Greece where you know what's her name tries to be like shows up in leather. You know, like she's the cool girl.
Oh right, yeah.
Like she's like cosplay. I'm the football player's girl now. Like what?
Yeah,
the football player Letterman likes
jacket.
Me. Yeah, and like I'm wearing his chain. And then as soon as the cameras went on her in the booth, she started like telling secrets to Kelce's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like it's hyper reality.
Because you can all the girls are just can project whatever they want onto her.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Love it.
But she is out there, making hits. Yeah, it's hard to picture those two. They're like LeBron or something. You did just like the longevity is pretty impressive.
So I did like almost a reconnaissance mission over the weekend, or it wasn't really my my choice, but I saw the Taylor Swift concert movie.
Oh, you saw the movie?
Dana wanted to go to it so bad, and
wow,
her friend dropped out.
Was it at the Grove?
So I went. No, it was at the Americana.
Oh, okay.
Which was also, this is just a joke, but I was thinking like, this is what they're saying on the news is the global day of jihad. And I'm being dragged to the Americana of all places.
Yeah, right. Friday. Yeah, that's a, I'm like, you're like, oh, what's more important, Swifties or a la, like, I got to decide between
these
two.
If somebody was going to target LA, it would either be the Grove or the Americana.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But anyway, we went, it was, all the girls were like dancing in the theater and they all go to the screen and they're dancing and holding hands. And like, I mean, it's just a full on.
Was it like, was there any parts of it that seemed cool? Like, oh, that part was cool. Like, did she do
it's like you said, I think there's a few songs that to me stand above the others or I'm like, oh, that, you know, that's a good.
What's your jam, Brett?
But you know, just the production value, I would say, is obviously super impressive. Like there's just so much going on throughout the whole show.
Right.
And they bring out these giant clouds and stuff like on ladders and there's just a different thing happening. It's just bizarre. Okay. Like I don't know who thought of all this stuff. The one thing that did crack me up is her guitarist, who she's apparently had since she was like a teenager. He's like an older guy, but with that sort of spiky hair that might look like a cool silhouette, like from stage.
Right, right.
Look closely, he's an older guy. He's playing Frankenstein. He's playing an Eddie Van Halen, you know, Frankenstrat guitar.
Oh, really?
Like the Eddie Van Halen model with the red and white stripes.
Whoa. He's probably one of those guys like, that could afford every guitar.
I know. It's like Eddie is rolling in his grave a bit with some of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was expecting it to have like behind the scenes, you know, backstage footage.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask
the story
if they had
of the
a lot
tour.
Of
they had none of that. It was just a straight up concert. You're just watching. At mostly the SoFi Stadium show.
Interesting.
You're just watching.
Oh, it was mostly that.
It's just 3 hours of a Taylor Swift concert.
Wow.
Which for me was tough. Was a bit tough.
It's 3 hours long?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like a $50 ticket or something?
No, it was normal, thankfully.
And then did you have to stay the whole time?
That's a good question. I took a little bit longer than I normally would of getting snacks and like a drink
at
the front because I knew what I was getting in for.
Right. Yeah, it's like a slow siege.
It was nuts. I do feel like it's a movement of people who are slowly, I think, forgetting that other music even exists.
Right. Interesting.
Like it's like a cult movement.
This is like kind of like Facebook would take over your whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Taylor with her eras and everything, she just represents that this kind of like
everything.
Mostly white girls, like an every girl, like
right.
It's almost like it's music for people who haven't had that much go wrong in their life.
Yes.
It's all about just breakups and
these are good insights.
Small grievances, but it's right. in a sort of living in fantasy lands in a way. Like she's going yes. like, when I wrote this album, I pictured myself in Victorian times with yes. a little candle walking through the woods.
Right. And I then, get to be this character and then I get yeah. to be that character.
But it's interesting because there's no like sexuality to any of it for like a pop diva mm-hmm. or like a starlet. Like, you know, she's very like beautiful, obviously, but there's no, the songs and the way she carries herself, there's none of that. There's, it's
none
like,
of that. Except,
none of that.
Except for
there's
the
a couple songs, maybe.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Douche.
Well, he could take it to, you know, he can pick it all though.
Yeah.
Douche.
Even that though feels like it's more.
It's like Broadway show sexuality.
It's almost, yeah, exactly.
Well, I've thought, you know, I've been saying that it's going to hurt her with Kelsey because she looks like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if she can really deliver that animalism. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like, it reminds me a little bit, almost in a positive way, of like the way James Hetfield just applies to like the working class man, like white man in a way.
Right.
There's something about the way he just embodies himself.
Yes. Like Garth
can just,
Brooks.
Almost anybody can relate to him in a way.
Yeah.
Like, and go to his level, like
that's
what he's talking about.
Every girl wants to be her.
Yeah.
Everybody can identify with what she's saying. Like right. you said, it's like whole school is rolling big dice. Like what?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like musical, like Grease. What's going on?
Yeah, it's just interesting. It's like and it was funny seeing also a lot of the audience members. You know the way Taylor Swift like uses her hands to sort of dance, like in a sort of mystic style,
yeah,
like
yeah, that thing.
Sort of hippie-ish, like hand movements.
Yeah, yeah.
You would just see girls like in their seats and their hands would just start coming out and doing that stuff.
They're doing
like that's how they dance in their seats. It's like their right. hands just start twisting around and
it's almost like Taylor makes it safe to be alive, like right now. Like we can just like you know,
I think
immerse ourselves in Taylor-ness.
I think that's what it is. I think a lot of that is, you know, it's like people are losing their minds a little bit and it's just like, let me just have this one thing where I can,
right.
I'll just be a little bit crazy about this one subject
right.
and this one person. Yeah. And I'm going to project all my fantasies of how I wish life felt like onto this one thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like a.
It does feel like people are losing their minds a little bit.
Yeah, but she's like the prom queen of the whole thing. She's just.
Yes. The 100% prom queen.
The Pied Piper.
And she's so good at on stage, too. What I've noticed, every single stage banter bit is clearly very planned out and scripted, and it's very well done. Like it just ties, it's like these perfect, snappy statements that tie right into the moment. Like. And exactly, it like hits the mark exactly for the next song that comes on. But she's really good at deflecting that prom queen energy that she's clearly like.
She's the
biggest stadium.
Hot girl and
yeah, you have the biggest stadium you've ever seen surrounding her, adoring her.
Yeah.
She's in sequins. She's the only star on stage. It's all about her. And it's her. She's the biggest pop star in the world right now. And right. she has this way of just going like, oh, you guys, like, thank
right.
you so much. This is all because of you. Like,
right.
she has
like,
this way
oh
of deflecting
my God.
It. Yeah. Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah,
can you believe we're
out.
Here? Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, she nerds out.
And then she's like, what am
time.
I doing with my hand right now? What is this? Whatever. Like, yeah,
right.
she kind of deflects it very expertly.
Right.
And makes you feel like you're. It's kind of you on the stage or something, you know, like she's
right.
talking, she talks to the crowd as if she's talking to one girlfriend, like on a
right.
couch.
Right.
You're like, you're actually
she
addressing
knows how to
like 100,000 people right now.
I mean, that's why she's a superstar.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. She seems very comfortable in it.
All right. Where are we at? That was
We're ready
the end
to
of
take
the music
a break.
Chart.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back with the movies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Brett Peter Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart. Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are freaking giant. Movies. Films.
All right, coming in number five.
Number five.
A Haunting in Venice.
A Haunting.
A Haunting.
Hercule Poirot, I've found something.
Poirot.
I've looked at it from every which way. I am the smartest person I ever met, and I can't figure it out, so I came to the second.
Tina Fey, you know, she'll be at Yamava Casino. I saw a billboard for it. The Restless Leg Tour, Amy Poehler. And Tina Fey at Yamava.
Wow.
Formerly?
You are here to discredit me, but what? I can talk to the
Yamava Casino. Formerly. You know.
Morongo?
No. It was a different one. But anyway, they're on tour. This is spooky for Halloween. This is not Jesus. This is Satan.
And it's a Poirot, Agatha Christie novel.
Oh.
I always like that stuff. I like a good whodunit.
Good mystery.
Yeah.
I find them hard to follow, but sometimes I like Usual Suspects.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I saw?
What's that?
Renfield, Nick Cage.
Oh, how was it? That's a more recent one, right?
Yeah, it's this year. I saw it sound off, but there were things I would recommend. It looked like fun and campy. It has former Who Charted guest Ben Schwartz.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, because I'll do it a couple times through to get a taste of it. There's some promise there. There might be something good
going on. It might graduate to a sound on in your future?
Well, yeah. Yeah, like I'm going to do amazing. One more sound off. I'll do a sound on. And then with the sound on, it's quick. Once you've seen it twice.
The way you watch a movie is like that show, Naked Attraction.
How do you mean? Know?
Where I think we're talking about it, where it's like you see one part of the body and you make round of judgments. And then you see a little bit more or make another round.
Right, right.
And then the final round, much the same, as you finally hear them talk. And then you make your final judgment. Like.
Right. But then you've already gotten a lot of information before you hear them talk.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically everything. You see all the goods. You see the ending. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way it is with the movie. Yeah. So then, but if they start talking and it's like the dialogue's bad or something, you're out. So you're like, do you know what I mean? It's almost like.
Totally.
But Fran Drescher, or that joke of a girl who's like beautiful, but then she talks and she's got the weird voice.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what movies are.
Movies.
They should make the trailer silent. Maybe it'd pull more people.
I like that. Hey, speaking of a movie that's great silent, Jennifer's Body. Watch that one this Halloween. That one holds up pretty good.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind where, if you're going to use this method, that one really holds up to this method.
Interesting. 2009. Where'd you pull that one?
Well, I had just picked up a copy on DVD, another one, but that's why I thought of it. But basically, it's what's her name? You know, the kooky Dakota, the writer.
Oh, Fanning. Diablo Cody.
Diablo Cody. There you go.
Every time I see Diablo Cody, I think of Engineer Cody making my life hell, trying to manage him.
Diablo Cody. Yeah. It sounds like a descriptor nickname. Like yeah, crazy exactly. Cody. Diablo Cody. That's, oh my God. How did we not call him that?
I know.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
That's really good. I always think Dakota Johnson, Diablo Cody. I get them confused. But
yeah.
She's the one from Eyes Wide Shut. I mean, Eyes 20, 30 Shades of Grey.
There you go. 30 Shades, not 50.
50 Shades.
We got there. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
The Creator.
When the war started, they protected me. Took better care of me than humans would have.
Scientific fiction.
Not people, Maya. It's just programming.
Oh, those are robots.
Today,
robots.
The artificial intelligence created to protect.
The effects look pretty good. Like that robot looked like it was really there.
It looked good. See, this is a perfect one to watch with the sound off.
Yeah.
You go, am I into this? Am I Then you get a sense of outdoor, indoor. You go, are they just going to be inside the whole time? Is it going to be dark the whole time? You know?
If you watched a silent, you would have no idea that an Aerosmith rendition is happening in the background.
Yes. And that
no
so
idea.
Far is the only thing I didn't like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just be your own thing. Don't do Dream On.
You're right. Yeah, but you have to prove yourself without the big IP classic rock song.
Yeah. I remember when, what was it? With Groot and all that, and they were using the immigrant song?
Of course, yeah. With Guardians of the Galaxy. Or was it, I think that might have been Thor, because it was like immigrant, it was like,
Thor was using it. But then Guardians of the Galaxy used a really good old,
They're full of that.
They went good times with it. And I'm like, is this good times or am I just hearing a track?
Am I just hearing a song we already love?
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Paw Patrol.
It's giving off some kind of energy. I didn't do it. No way.
This September.
I think we've got superpowers. And that's why I wear a hard hat.
Power. Man, I remember that song.
Oh, that was
in
big.
In its heyday, how
Me too.
Often that was played.
That was big. Bike pants were still around. Kind
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that song was big. There wasn't really like, that was a new kind of song. It was like a song that had samples in it, but it wasn't a rap song. They
right.
Have,
it was like a dance. What did they call that? That's what Beyonce tried to recapture recently on her last album. It was that sound.
Okay. That
kind
sound.
Of early 90s dance.
Big dance.
Yeah.
CNC Music Factory sound.
Exactly. You see they're all in bike pants, like spandex.
Yeah, and then like, remember, pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stomping. Like there was just these like weird dance songs all of a sudden.
Totally. And a weird one that sort of went within those songs was Right Said Fred.
Yeah,
Too Sexy.
Sexy for My, which Taylor Swift got, wasn't she sued for it or something?
By Right Said Fred?
Yeah, she did the look what you made me do.
Whoa, I didn't know that there was a lawsuit. I remember I heard that part of even when I was seeing the concert film, I heard that part and I was like, what is that? Like
what is that
cadence is something like that that's in another song.
Yeah. I'm a model, you know what I mean. And I do things. They're almost like Twin Temple. They're just so in your face with it. Like,
yeah.
I'm a model. I'm on the catwalk. Look at me.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Saw X.
Oh, yeah. Ever since you were saying these things were like different in their own way.
Yeah.
I've been looking for my Saw DVDs. All of a sudden, I can't find them. Like, I swear to God, I probably have like 12 of them. Needs to be done.
There's something about them that just makes me laugh, kind of. Like, they do get more gory, like cartoonishly gory as they go on. Although this new one, I thought, was a return to, like, some more quality. But, something about the way the stories unfold, like, makes me laugh and almost makes me want to, like, pump my fist. Like, when they get to the end, they get to the big twists and the big reveals, and then that music comes back on every time. You're going like, yeah, like, we're like oh, shit. You almost want to go like, baby. Oh, because they're always explaining something from the first movie or two that you overlooked. And it's not even necessarily a big question. Like, the questions they're filling in are becoming smaller and smaller. Like, how did that one guy get sewed up?
Or whatever? So it's like Taylor Swift. You're in this, like, self-referential world.
Yeah, kind of.
Saw is your Taylor.
But they're the most, I would say, for any kind of film series, like a horror franchise that has gone on for 10 films, most of them go off the rails way sooner than that.
Right.
But like, and this, don't get me wrong, some of these are trash. But as far as the cohesiveness of the story goes, it really has sort of kept on track. Like, it's more like a TV series. Like, you're really on the same storyline.
Well, that's good. That is an interesting thing, because learning the whole new stuff is, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That said, I haven't seen like the Chris Rock one. There's a couple I haven't seen that are supposed to be.
Well, I'll give it a shot with the sound off. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, there you go. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
The Exorcist Believer.
No.
What do you think evil is? I'll tell you what I think it is. We're born in this world with hope and dreams and a desire to be happy.
You know what I'm starting to think Exorcist is? Like, you know how parents, they just want to have like one conversation with you and then like, oh, okay, we settled that. We never have to talk about that ever again.
Like, yeah.
Like, to me, the Exorcist is kind of like, just get the demon out of the kid. And now the kid's fine. And now that we're past the point in the woods.
You mean the whole idea that they're even possessed, right?
Yeah. Like, the whole thing is just like it's almost like bad parenting, but the most dumb, primitive version. Inside kid. Get bad out.
Like, something's taking over the kid. Like, it couldn't be our fault. It couldn't be complications in life. Right. It couldn't be something bad happened to them and they need your help.
Right.
Now it's just like, just get a priest in here and take it out of them.
Take it out of them.
Make them normal again.
It's also like the magic bullet. Like, we just deal with this one time and then they can never bring it up again.
Exactly.
We never have to worry about it again.
Right.
It's like the ultimate way to just like absolve responsibility and
It's so crazy to think about. Like, at this point, Catholicism and this side of it and like exorcists and stuff, they have such a mystical, mysterious edge to them that we have fun with it. And it's like, ooh, what if it was real? But then when you think about like the real, real reality of it, it's crazy. It's like these poor kids. Imagine all the adults in your life just going, you have Satan in you right now.
Yeah.
And the kid is probably going, no, stop.
No.
Yeah.
Well, listen, when I was 15, I had a bleeding stomach ulcer. And the other day on the phone, my mother was going like, no one really knows where these come from or anything. And it's just And you just don't want to hear that. You might have been semi-responsible for it.
Dude, at 15, wow.
Yeah.
That adds credence to a lot of what you've been saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I should have said it a while ago.
Yeah. Just, I mean, if you already had one at 15, that meant you were dealing with some
stuff. Oh, yeah, dude. I was stressed out. I mean, I was losing blood through my ass.
Yeah.
And I was waking up in the middle of the night and fainting and waking up in the bathtub.
Oh, like, my God, yeah.
Fainted and landed in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And there was never any investigation. It was just like, oh, he has this thing. Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's going through a phase. Yeah, she said she found an article to where Springsteen now has stomach ulcers or something like that.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to send you the article. I go, what gave Bruce the ulcer, Ma? I don't know. Oh, I don't know. You know where these things come from? You know, a warlock gave him, put a spell. Yeah,
exactly.
On him.
It could be
the Asbury Park Pazuzu. Warlock. Yeah. But then, like, even Bruce like didn't get one until he was like, I mean, he's got to be in his 70s now.
Yeah, usually that's the case.
I got one when I was 15 and nobody acted like it was anything to investigate. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the crazy shit.
Yeah.
I feel like it's also the sign of the times. Like, people just didn't really talk about things.
No, much. They didn't.
You just paper over everything.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. It's crazy. Like, my mom was telling me about, like, when, you know, in her childhood and the weird, the, you know, creeps, like, kind of in the extended family, like at these family reunions, uh-huh. or like, you know, family friends. But it's like, it's that kind of culture where you're not necessarily close with everyone and everyone's like welcome, but everyone knows rumors, right. but they don't talk about it.
Right.
But so there'd be like, this one guy, like Larry or something, who like her mom knew, my grandma knew. Like, just keep the kids away from Larry. But like,
right.
But it was like left unsaid.
Say, don't fucking bring that Larry here.
Right. It wasn't going like, I think Larry's like, you know, like a criminal or something. Right. You know, like, it was just like, no, nah, like, let hey girls, let's just stay away from Larry.
Just stay away from him. Like, yeah. like when all that stuff happened at Penn State where the coach Sandusky was like,
exactly.
I think like when Joe Paterno, the head coach, found out about it, it was like, hey, straighten yourself out. You know, like, exactly. Hey, we're like, we don't need any of that around here. Okay. All right.
Right.
Straighten yourself out. That's it. Like, there's no action taken.
Totally.
Know?
Yeah.
Like, I told you when my optometrist was feeling up my leg.
That's the most insane. Yeah.
My mom didn't believe me about that either. Then the guy got arrested. It's like, I'm going to bring that up.
That's totally.
Now. Next time I talk to her, I go, yeah, are you denying my position again?
Yeah.
We have to go. I mean, that was one of the initial earliest history vindicates H. Michael Cray. I mean,
There were certain figures like that where, like, if your mom just kind of likes their style or like their vibe, then it's like, oh no, yeah, I mean, he's
just funny.
He seems like such a nice man. Like,
that is,
and I'm like, my testimony is like, he is my coach and he's screaming in my face.
Not how you're being silly. You're being silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so dismissive. Maybe you should listen to him. Insanely dismissive. Insane.
So crazy. Well, that's the movie chart. The Exorcist
got us into that.
I love it.
Nice stuff. All right, well, that's what's bringing them back into theaters. We'll be right back with the hot picks.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
Give it up for that beat on the Hot Picks. I was focused in on the beat that time. That's good, slamming. I mean, it sounds so clean, so good.
Sounds great.
Lunch table beat.
That's all organic. That's an analog beat right there. Just real fists on a real wooden table.
Fists and table. Shout out to that. Shout out to the Hot Picks. Let's see if we did better than Spotify.
All right, here we go. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Coulter Wall with The Coyote and the Cowboy. Should this be a quiz or no?
Well, it'd be a tough one. Yeah. Actually, I don't even know what it means. I just know that it sounds good. I'm not even sure what the story is on the song. Yeah. But Coulter Wall's good, and this is one of the good ones.
I'm just playing loose with that acoustic. This sounds like when somebody is sort of just practicing acoustic. Yeah,
they just picked it up.
Putting like four or five different songs together. Oh, this is good.
The coyote is a survivor. Reckon he's got to be. He lives in the snow at 40 below or in Malibu by the sea. I'm just an old cow puncher. I love to listen to his tune. As I get high on a bottle of rye, the coyote gets drunk on the moon. As I get high on a bottle of rye, the coyote gets drunk on the moon. The cowboy is a conundrum, a contradiction in
the state. This guy's good.
This is really good.
Doing fine on the poverty line with the working cowboy's wage. The whiskey bottle costs 32.
This is great. I love his voice.
He's got another one that's more popular. I forget what it is, but he's really, really good. He's one of the, you know, when people go, "Oh, I like country, but not the new stuff."
Yeah.
He's one of the champions of that whole thing.
Yeah.
But really good.
Super, like, speaking of, like, going back in time, he's like the Twin Temple of country. It's like,
yeah.
He's going back to those days.
Even though, very authentic. Yeah, you find out he's born in the 80s and you go, how does he sound like that?
Yeah. And I did like the lyrics. The lyrics really were comparing coyotes to cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Their survivor lives at the snow.
Their climates.
Malibu.
Yeah, they're different climates.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my pick. This is Flatworms with Sig Alert.
Whoa.
I just picked a random song on this album because I couldn't remember the name of the song I liked, but I think.
Sounds heavy.
This is song one.
And funky. I could tell.
Well, it was torn on my heartstrings, 'cause we were burned from the outset. From the minute that we
Great guitar. Nasty.
Yeah. Good flop.
Good power sloppy. Slop. Spooky. It's funky, too. It's cool. Got a great backbeat.
Yeah.
What are those guys? Flatworm?
Flatworms.
Flatworms.
And that was recorded in Topanga Canyon, I'm seeing here.
Oh, really? Whoa. Yes. People making some... That'd be cool to have a spot up there where you could just, like...
Oh, God, that would be the best.
Crank it up.
I mean, it's famous for that.
Right?
All the old 60s artists and stuff.
Neil Young's smoking recorded pot. Up there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Definitely. The whole place feels like Neil Young. You go to Topanga Canyon.
Right. Yeah, it has that whole...
Yeah.
I mean, I live right over here by Runyon, Lookout Mountain and all that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same vibe, but out there is where you can really go
way
crazy
bigger.
With it.
Yeah, Topanga feels like you're in another world.
It's like Lookout Mountain without neighbors.
Yeah. Topanga is like one of those places when you go and it's definitely higher end, like it's the rich people live there. But you're just going like, oh, this is their LA. Like,
right.
This isn't anything like my LA.
Nothing.
This is a whole different climate
Other it's like, thing. Anytime I've gone up into like Sunset Canyon or all those, those areas over there, you go,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And these people, this is LA to them.
And you're like, that's why the vibes.
They wouldn't go to anywhere I go.
Yeah. That's why the vibes of all their music and stuff are so relaxed and chill.
Yeah, because they're
like California,
here in these, like, hidden hideaways.
Yeah. They paint Los Angeles as this like oasis.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, it's because you're into beautiful Topanga Canyon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come here, Uncle John's from by the riverside. You're like, oh, I was over at the Target in East Hollywood by the subway station. Oh, I would never have written those songs over
here. I was driving with friends, like showing them. We were going all around Malibu and that whole area, and it was just like impossibly huge. First of all, like you forget how huge it is. Mm-hmm. Like there is just land, like empty land there.
That's
giant stretches,
mountains. Yeah,
but we found like there's where Charlie Sheen lives, apparently. It's like, I think it's called Malibu Lake or something. I didn't even know this place existed. I had no idea. It's like this little lake and people live in like little boat houses along the lake.
Wow.
And Charlie Sheen's house is this gaudy, weird place like up on the hill overlooking it.
Yeah, it was it's just canyons with a little lake.
It's canyons with a little quaint lake and people have their private boats. I'm like, where does this lake come into the picture ever? I've never heard of this
lake. Never heard of it.
Ever.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole different life there. It's just different.
Like, you make a left turn and you're just in this enclave of life that you're like, what is all this? I remember, even when I went to certain spots in the valley and stuff, you'd just be driving up into the hills and then you go, look at this view over here. This is world class.
Totally.
And like, this is in the valley where people like make fun of it and shit.
Right. Yeah.
Unreal.
All right. Coming in at number three. This is your pick, Margaret Glaspy with Act Natural.
A few times over, but never have I ever seen something so absurd. Are you a paradise bird? Cause violet shines bright in both your eyes. That can't be natural. Indigo flare.
Good.
Yeah.
Just act natural.
I mean, it's like
Little Donkey.
Good guitar, good vocals. The song seems to work. It's one of those.
Yeah, very tuneful, melodic.
Yeah, but Yeah, it just all comes together.
I like it. Kind of 90s power poppy.
Yeah.
Indie pop.
It's good stuff. For the people that are doing it, you know, like Rodrigo does it.
Yeah.
That one is like the least amount of like studio effects I've heard. Like she pulls it off.
There's almost nothing. Like, I was listening for that, and it's a very almost jarringly like raw recording, it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's clean. It sounds I don't know if that's her on the guitar, but
yeah, there's like no effects. If it is. There's no production effect really to it.
Yeah.
Except her doubling her vocals.
Almost like when Alabama Shakes came out, remember that? Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, that's just the girl's voice and that
yeah, they're just
guitar that with no shit. Yeah.
Speaking of doubling vocals, because I heard on the chorus she started doubling. And then that made me think of with you when we record, always fighting back with like doubling the vocal. Yeah.
I did it once, cut and paste.
But I saw, I might have told you this, but I saw an interview with Butch Vig. About working with Kurt Cobain on Nevermind. And he's telling stories like that. And he's going, Kurt never liked to double his vocal. He'd always complain, like, I like that one. Like, don't mess with it.
Right.
And then Bush Vig, you always need as a producer all these little tactics that just work on people.
Right.
And he said what he would tell Kurt Cobain. He'd go, okay, but, you know, John Lennon always doubled his vocal. And then Kurt would always just go like, wait, John Lennon did it? And he goes, yeah, always. And then you go, okay, I'll do another, you know. The John Lennon trick always worked. But then he...
Still in Lennon. Who would you say it with me? You would have to say like Roth.
Yeah, I mean, David Lee Roth or like, I don't know, like...
That's how
maybe like hip hop. Like
that's how Biz Markie did it.
That's Biz Markie always did it. You don't even know. But also with his, what I have done with you before, what he would do with doubling his guitar parts, he would just say like, while you're practicing, I'll just be turning these knobs and blah, blah, blah. And then like Kurt would be practicing the part or just kind of warming up. And then he would just be secretly recording that.
What were you secretly recording on me?
Oh, there's just times where like you'd be, just
noises.
Like, yeah, making noises or like, you know, doing kind of a rehearsal take, like to just feel out the part, you know, even while we're like talking about it.
You know what I was thinking during those? It's like, why isn't he recording these? These are good. Yeah. These are great.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is Ty Segall. This is my pick. This is the B-side to that one I picked last week. And I love this. It's called Void. It goes through, it's like a 6-minute song. It goes through a lot.
Psychedelic.
Let me fast forward to the second half. But yeah.
It's epic.
Yeah, it's a cool song. If you listen to the whole thing, it's like, it really goes
to a lot
places.
Of places.
Yeah. Dude is talented, gotta say. He's one of those guys, Ty Segall. It just feels like anytime you see his name involved in something, it's got a sound to it. Like it's got a...
Yeah.
He's got a stamp.
Yeah, he doesn't mail it in.
Sort of like that Jack White thing. Like you just... It always has that Jack White stamp
on
it.
That heaviness to it.
Yeah. All right, coming in number one.
Number one.
Your pick, Quavo... With Greatness.
Yeah. Yeah. Hunter. Yeah. My chain, my watch, my wrist, my motherfucking house, my rise and grind. I give away all this
this shit just to see my dog jet one more time. Look up at the lights one time. Hit the stage, rock the mic one time. Roll one, get right one time. Two cups, two cups, two cups. You remember them MCM backpack? We were running them, ramming them racks. No walk, no walk. They ain't never took walk. The polo never drinking that act. Came in, swept the game like a storm with the motherfucking flow. Nigga, take their debt. So don't ask
me
if
she gone, we gone. If you like trumpet, come back. Damn. It's great trumpet.
This is great.
Yeah, right?
I love how the distorted drums, how those sound with the trumpets and the flow is super good. Like, that actually sounds like a challenging, I don't know, like, you know, it's like the Drake style rapping almost sounds like it's anti-rap in some ways.
Yeah, like he's like,
it sounds
lazy.
Did
we just hear him rap or not? I don't know.
Yeah.
This is like,
it's like complicated and aggressive sounding. It's cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Great picks. We did a good job this week. And join us, won't you, at our other program, Destination, when we do two charted. Check that out.
Yeah, that's right. If you like today's charts, just Howard and I going off on tangents, talking, you will love two charted because that is what we do every single week. Comes out Fridays, and the only way to get it is sign up at whochartedpod.com.
That's right. And also, check out all the other programs.
CBB World, improvforhumans.com.
Check out all that stuff. Check out Have a Summer. Check out Griftors. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.